Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back in living color here. Can I say that, living color?
It's probably trademarked.
It probably is.
It's a great show, though.
Never saw it.
Jim Carrey, who's like Fire Marshal Bill.
Well, I saw,
let me tell you something.
I saw a little bit, and you do look just like him. Did that work? You just used the pizza dough you're going to make somebody's pizza with.
You know what the great thing about Billboard mats are? They're multi-purposed, and obviously use this for like a dog rug or a sleeping bed for an animal. And I like a clean work environment, so I use the dough ball to lint brush it.
Yeah, sure you do. More importantly, let's get right to it.
Let's go.
Let's jump on the airplane. Let's fly out to Austin, Texas.
Austin.
UFC on ESPN 37. I would say a great place to eat, but I know Court McGee's getting ready to come on, and it's, fight week. Oh, Court McGee's on the line. Court, how are you?
Good. Not eating a bunch of barbecue, that's for sure.
Maybe well, after. As soon as I knew you were coming on, I'm like, no, we better not talk about barbecue in Austin, at least right out of the blocks. It's been a while. How are you doing?
Good. Doing really good.
Another fight week. Obviously not your first. You've had many of these. What's fight week like for you, and how will you get through the next couple of days?
It actually slows down. I mean, I have three sons. I have a 17-month-old son, an 11-year-old son, and a 15-year-old son. And so I'm real active all the time, and I got stuff going on, and they got their sports, and then all my training. I also am part owner in the gym, Akima Jiu-Jitsu and MMA in Provo, Utah. And so I'm real busy there, and then I'm a wrestling coach for a high school, my son's team. And so between all that stuff, training, preparing for a fight, getting ready, then it's like fight week here, and boom, it slows down. So I'm kind of like walking around. I'm like, oh, man, where does Isaac need to go right now? And I wonder what Cruz doing. I wonder if Nash is doing this. And I wonder what my wife's up to. And then I have to slow down and go, okay, hey, it's fight week. Time to just sharpen the knife. So that's what I'm doing this week. Just getting my weight down, getting focused, go back to one practice a day, and then get sharp, get ready, go out and perform.
So you don't basically want your family to know that this gives you a little time to slow down a little bit for the next couple of days.
It's almost like a break. I mean, obviously there's the extremes to it. You know, the weight cut is not, I mean, I do it, professionally. I stay focused, you know, all through the fight camp. I had 67 practices leading up to this fight, you know, and the meals were prepared the way I wanted them, and so everything's dialed in, especially, you know, I mean, this is like my 24th time I've fought in the UFC outside of the four fights I had in the Ultimate Fighter house, which I count those. I know they aren't on my record, but I count them. They were UFC fighters.
Yeah, so, no, for sure. Let me ask you this, you know, talking about coaching your son, what kind of coach are you with your son? My dad coached me. And I still tell this story, and he loved that I would tell it, and he's probably listening to me wherever he is. He passed away a couple years ago. But when they voted for the All-Star team, there were six teams in the league. Five head coaches voted for me to be an All-Star. My dad voted against me because he never wanted anybody to say that he gave me anything. How difficult is it for you to coach your son?
It has its challenges. I have two or three coaches around us and around him that he listens to well, because I'm his dad, and I have high level practices, I have high level training partners, high level coaches, and so he doesn't want to listen to me most of the time. So it's kind of like, you know, I bounce ideas off these other coaches and I let them coach him. At certain times, he does let me coach, but I'm not a hard coach. I'm not a, you know, I'm pretty specific. And I don't know, 12 or 13,000 hours of mat time. So I've got the experience and it's like, I can just help guide him. But he found wrestling as an eighth grader. He turned it up. He just finished this season with 132 wrestling matches.
Wow.
And that's the preseason folk style wrestling, high school season, his freshman season. And then the postseason, the freestyle and Greco season. You know, he got quite a few Greco matches, a ton of freestyle matches. And I was able to be there for all of them, I think with the exception of about 15 to 20 of those matches. And so I had great coaches there that were able to coach him and help talk to him after matches, good matches, tough matches, all that stuff. So I like to have an open mind towards it. That way he doesn't feel pressured. It feels like it's his sport. It feels like he's doing something. He's learning the lessons. And that's how I am. Like, you can't coach me hard. I don't need somebody screaming at me. Like, I can push myself on an assault bike during conditioning, to the brink of complete exhaustion and pass that on my own. So I'm very self-motivated, but not everybody is. So where I can give him a little bit of push and I can pull back. And, you know, it's all about the experience and trying to be a positive role model, a positive coach. Look at the positive attributes and where he's struggling. Hey, let's work on this. Let's work on this. So I guess that's kind of the coach, the long version of the coach that I am.
There is nothing better than, you know, coaching, you know, kids, but coaching your son. You know, you'll never get that stuff back. And to experience that and do that, it's outstanding.
Yeah, it is one of the highlights of my life.
You mentioned, obviously, the Ultimate Fighter. I believe it was season 11. We still continue to have each week's winner on, which we do at 3 o'clock Eastern. We'll have last night's filmed winner on. What do you remember from that season other than obviously holding up the trophy?
Oh, man. Just having an Olympic gold medalist as a coach, the boxing coach, Howard Davis Jr., having the Olympic silver medalist, Sammy Henson, John Hackelman, Chuck Liddell. Like, I remember the first fight I walked out to. It was like Tito Ortiz, Chuck Liddell, Mike Tyson, Lorenzo Fertitta, and Dana White. Like, literally the six most important people you can compete well in front of. And then, you know, like the pre-fight, like, go out, give it all you got, and don't be the guy that goes home, the loser that thinks, I wish I would have done more in that fight. And, like, extreme pressure, corners that you didn't usually, like, that you weren't accustomed to having. Man, it was just, like, it was a great learning experience. Like, challenging, the nerves, the anxiety, working through all that stuff. Man, there were so many great experiences. And then I met, you know, friends and people that I've kept in contact with, guys that I fought. I had experiences with great coaches. Like, I met Jake Shields and then became training partners and worked with Jake Shields for years and years. Man, it was just a blast.
Hey, Corey, so along those lines of the Ultimate Fighter, you know, from an outsider looking in, it looks like it's like the ultimate fraternity house, right? Are there alumni events? Do you guys get back together from, like, either guys from season 11 that you were in, or is it like a collective of all the years, or are you still welcome
secret
on campus?
Handshakes.
Yeah. Like, are you welcome back to the Apex? Can you walk in and just hang out because you're an alumni? You know, like, what's it like after the Ultimate Fighter?
I mean, you keep in touch with the guys, but they're fellow competitors. So there's a possibility you'll compete against them. So unless you're teammates, you know, it's like, I fought Nick Ring in the house, and then a couple years later, I fought Nick Ring again. But we've kept in touch all these years, you know, and six or seven of those guys had 10-plus fight careers. Brad Tavares is still going strong. But we don't get together and do anything. You know, when you go to the Apex or you go, you know, it's nice and it's memorable to see the posters up there and to look at them, but there's no, like, we don't get back together. And that's probably because, you know, we should be the ones that are doing that, and we're not, you know, I'm not. But I do keep in touch with quite a few of the guys, see where they're at, what they're doing, you know, root for them if they're still competing. And as far as my knowledge, like, Brad Tavares is the last one, me and him.
Interesting. Obviously, I know what your relationship was with Chuck Liddell, and I talk about this often. Chuck and I are still friends to this day. I don't know if you know, I go back all the way to UFC 1. And what would it be like? And I know when I say this to athletes, they're like, you know, we had our day. I had our day. You know, don't go back and say, what if today? What would it be like if Chuck Liddell was 27, 28, 31 and fighting in the UFC today?
Dude. As far as, like, competitive, or what would it be like?
Yeah, you know, just how far MMA and the UFC has come, you know, from back, you know, Ultimate Fighter 1 when he was a coach, and then again, obviously, in 11. You know, just, you know, the fans that are now here that were not back then. And, you know, Chuck was huge then. What would Chuck be, in your opinion? You know, I just had him on my show on Radio Row at the Super Bowl, and Joe Montana stopped to try to talk to him. So he's still huge. But how much bigger could he be?
He will always be. He will always be huge. If he came back, because, like, in the height of his career, he was, like, 36, 37. And murdering it. But if you brought him back 8 or 10 years before that, he would still be a superstar. That dude is so competitive. I remember I came in, and, like, I pride myself on being real competitive, especially when it comes to conditioning. And there's this really hard practice called rowing and wrestling. We did this rowing and wrestling, and then at the end of the week, we do these sprints on the treadmill. And, you know, it's like, I didn't have a coach at the time, so I called Chuck after I got out of the house, and I was like, hey, man, I'm going to need some coaching. You know, what do you think about John coaching me? He's like, hold on, I'll call you back. Book me a flight. I moved in to Chuck's house, and I trained side by side with him leading up to his fight the week before mine in Canada. And then my fight was the week after. And that was his last fight in the UFC. He fought Rich Franklin.
Rich,
it was supposed to be Tito, but he ended up fighting Rich Franklin. And my very first session was the hardest conditioning session I've ever had. And you're supposed to hold him down after you do this really hard row. And I kind of let him up. Like, and he looked at me and he was like, hold me down! And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I tried my best to hold him down, you know, and he still got up, man. He fought up to his feet. The end of that week, we did our sprinting conditioning session, and it was like really hard practice. And then you get on the treadmill and you do a 30-second sprint, 30-second rest, 30-second sprint, 30-second rest, or something in between that for 5 minutes. And then you would turn it up to 11 and 11 miles an hour, 11 miles an hour, 11 degree incline. And you had to stay on as long as you could. And I stayed on until my legs gave out, and it was 47 seconds. I remember it like yesterday. And I hopped off that, and I was like, there's no way Chuck is going to beat that. Dude, he hopped on that treadmill, and he was in worse shape than I was in. And I was in pretty good shape. And, dude, he got 48 seconds, 1 second longer than me. And he hopped off, and he looked right at me. And he was like, you know what the difference between first and second is? 1 second. I just won. And, like, I just was like, oh my God, like, super competitive. And that competitive nature would come out right now if he was 27,
sure,
or 30 years old. And, dude, that's what made him a champion. And then also being personable. I never, in the whole 10 weeks I was there, and all the years that I've spent with him off and on, he's cornered me in fights. He's cornered me on my birthday, December 12th, when Connor fought Jose Aldo. He has never turned down an autograph. I never watched him turn down an autograph. I remember he was peeing, and somebody's like, dude, can I get a picture? And he's like, yep, and, like, gave him the thumb looking over his shoulder. You know what I mean? And I was like, dude, this guy is a champion.
Without a doubt, you know, he got, you know, just bombarded on Radio Row from celebrities, media, fans. There was fans outside. Chuck is awesome. I love the guy to death. But You're getting back in the octagon on Saturday. Let's move on from the great legend, Chuck Liddell. And let's talk about your fight on Saturday and your opponent. What are your thoughts on Jeremiah Wells?
Well, like I don't ever watch footage on any fight that I've ever had. Like, the most I knew about the opponent I had was when I fought Carlos, just because I'd seen Carlos fight for years and years. And outside of that, I don't watch any footage, not 1 second. So I give it to my coaches, and I let them direct my practice. Hey, let's work on this. Let's work on this. That way, I'm just working on things that'll win. And I keep it completely out of my mind. But I know he's explosive. I know he's got some body locks. I know he submitted somebody. I know he dropped somebody. So it's like lateral movement, keep my hands high. I have a world bronze medalist, Greco wrestler, basically a USA Wrestling Hall of Famer as my training partner and coach. And so we worked a lot on that. And I've got great jiu-jitsu guys. I've got quite a few black belts that I work with, competitors and just black belts. And I have a host of short, stocky, explosive strikers. So I worked with those guys. Made it real specific, focused on things to do to win, and attacking first and winning position. So I'm ready to go. And I, you know, it's like I had the 67 practices. So I've got 67 practices and maybe like 13,000 hours of mat time previous to that. I'm ready to rock and roll. And it doesn't matter who it is, but Jeremiah Wells, that's the next one. I'm going to come out. I'm going to figure out how to beat him.
You know, Court, a lot of times I even say that. It's, you know, when I ask, you know, what do you know about your opponent? And then I end it with, does it even matter? Because it's what you're going to do to the opponent, not necessarily what the opponent is doing or going to do, correct?
Exactly. You know, I had a guy years ago that with the right hand, they would drop their lead hand on a jab, and he'd catch him with the right hand or come over top of it. And I watched him do that like to four guys right in a row, and I watched that footage, and then that's all I worked on. That's the whole time, that's all I worked on. That right hand never came over my jab. And so I thought, you know what, dude, after this, and I ended up losing like a close decision to him. He was a great big strong guy, and I thought, okay, well, we really got to work on our strength so we can deal with the strength. He's not the strongest guy that I've competed against. When I tied up with him over under up on the cage, he didn't have near the strength I thought he was going to. So all the things that I anticipated and trained for weren't there.
Didn't happen.
So I'm kind of like, man, all right. And then you got it in your mind, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know, rather than, hey, me attacking, me winning positions, attacking first, winning positions, win the fight. You know, it's like, I'd rather be in that mindset.
For sure. Is it still fun for you? I remember, and I don't know if you know who Marcus Jones was. He played in the NFL. He came over to the UFC, was on the Ultimate Fighter. I think it was UFC 100. And Marcus and I were very good friends, and he always told me about the NFL. He goes, I don't like football. I'm just good at it. And that's always stuck with me. And so I'm curious, after an athlete has a long career like yourself, do you still love it? Do you still, you know, love it as much as you did day one?
I do. The love has changed. I love the preparation. I embrace the fight week, the stuff, like, you know, it's like, it's more memorable now, and I don't take myself so serious, right? It's like, sometimes, hey, yeah, this is a big fight. It's a big opportunity, you know, and I get that. But my whole identity is not that of just a UFC fighter, right? And so 6 or 7 years ago, I thought about hanging it up, and I had to really question, hey, why are you in here? Because I went to the Octagon one time, and I thought about the $53 in copper money I stole from a boss that I had 9 years earlier, and I was like, dude, I got to pay that guy $53 back. And I'm walking out in Australia to like 22,000 people thinking about the copper money that I stole 9 years before and scrapped. And I thought, I got to pay this guy. And then I started thinking, what the hell am I doing? Why am I thinking about this right now? And I did not want to be there. And it wasn't fun. I didn't have that reason. And fast forward about 2 years, I found a reason, you know, and it was to carry the message to people that struggle, especially those in substance abuse and, you know, alcoholism, drug addiction, that there's a way out. And maybe it's not fighting, but if I can do it, you can do it. And that passion came back, and I haven't lost that passion in my conditioning and my strength training and showing up to grueling practices. And that desire to be there is still there. That excitement is still there. When I step in the cage, that excitement is still there. It's still elusive. I yearn for that 2.5 minutes into the first round when it's just you and me, and now we'll see what you have. And me bringing what I have in training and in my heart to find a way to beat you, and that's still there, and I haven't lost it.
I can't wait for Saturday. I mean, I know that you're a motivational speaker, and I know, Matt, you claim you are as well. I'm now motivated. I can't wait for Saturday for you to get back in the octagon.
Awesome, man. Exciting, dude. Me too. I feel better than I've ever felt. I know I'm 37. I know, you know, it's like, oh, well, he's been in the UFC for 12 years. But I'm telling you, like, I'm confident, and I want to be here. So those are two powerful things, man.
Absolutely. What, in closing, what can the fans expect, you know, when the octagon door shuts on Saturday and you're in there?
They can expect the best crusher they've ever seen, the best Court McGee they've ever seen. And I'm walking in there with 30 million people in long-term recovery. You got a powerful motivation.
I didn't want to keep you too long. I know that we try to keep these short, and since you brought it up, my grandfather and my uncle both ran drug rehab facilities in Kensington, Pennsylvania. Kensington, which is a part of Philadelphia. And I'm sure you're aware Kensington is the number one heroin capital of the world.
Yes.
And, you know, I was involved with my uncle and my grandfather, and through their program, I remember, like yesterday, I was in the third grade, and every time the patients, if that's the right word to call them, you know, went through the program, if they passed, they would then get a 2-week trip to Florida, and they would stay a week in our house, my parents' house, and my siblings and I, and then a week down in Miami, and just seeing and hearing these stories. And like you said, it's very, very powerful. And I remember what they did, and I know from past, you know, what you're doing as well. How can people, you know, reach out and help you, whether they need help or whether they're able to help you help other people? How can they do that?
They can look up McGeeProject.org. It's the foundation that I started. And I mean, it primarily, we do some speaking for events like open to the community, high schools, universities, you know, any recovery community, juvenile justice, some institutions like penitentiaries, and you know, we help kids. We get kids into gyms on our Punch Pass program. We keep up with them. We really give kids an opportunity to come forward and ask for help. So if they want to support us, they can go to themcgeeproject.org and you know, take a look around, make a contribution if you're interested in doing that, and that would be very supportive and helpful. For your community and for somebody who reaches out.
Good enough. And, you know, we'll continue to talk about it. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday. I'm sure you will. I know we have your address. Yep. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and talking to us. And hopefully we can talk again real soon.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you, everybody.
Take care. That is Court McGee back in the octagon Saturday night. UFC on ESPN 37.
37 already.
Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Steve from the Jerry Springer Show, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all.
If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainsart.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Zachary Bryan from Home Improvement. Got a movie coming out called Slammed, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Watch out, Randy.
Home Improvement.
In somebody else's way as well.
Do I?
Well, he's like, get out of the way, Randy.
Yeah, I'm not used to that.
You're in my way, Randy.
Home Improvement. Then it became Last Man Standing.
Okay.
You know, with Tim Allen, which was a reverse. You know, before it was three boys, then it was three girls. Et cetera, et cetera. So before we get on the phone with Cody, Tampa Bay Lightning kick off tonight.
They do, the Stanley Cup.
And I've been in contact with our good friend Eric.
I already won.
And we think Eric is nuts.
Why? Well, we knew this, but what confirmed it for you?
Well, he could get between $800 and $1,000 a ticket for his tickets.
Okay.
As much as you've waited a long time, you know, you're a Colorado Avalanche fan, it's the Lightning. I don't know. I'd have a hard time not, you know, dumping at least game one or game two.
Okay.
You know, because that could pay for the whole series. It could pay for half of your season tickets next year.
Pay for half a tank of gas.
A third.
Third of a tank of
gas. Yeah, I'm not sure it would pay for a half, but possibly a third.
Like, someone's got to cash in a ticket to keep the Zamboni going. This thing's not electric.
that's probably true,
but I already won. I mean, coming from Denver, cooking for the Avalanche, knowing all those guys.
What
for
do you
so
mean
long,
you've already won? You got a
team wins. I win.
Get off the fence.
I'm in the middle.
Well,
I get both sides. I know players from both sides. I know people from both sides. I love both cities. I love both.
You can't.
I
can't.
Can.
You absolutely can.
I have two kidneys.
It's like there's two of you standing here from the team. I mean, we have other people behind you, but I have to pick. I'd go Steve. I wouldn't go you or say both of you.
That's because he's a producer and he set all this thing up.
He's doing more than producing.
In the middle of our show, he's like
he's got the YouTube up and going. the website we're going to take a look at 5 o'clock today.
I thought you posted that because I saw it said please, and I was like, Randy doesn't know this word. I was like, somebody's posting for him.
No, that was me.
No way.
Speaking of Lord Stanley Cup, do you see these?
Whoa. Oh, I'm a Lightning fan again. Look at that.
Well, no, I just told you to pick.
I did. I just picked because now I have a replica ring.
These are both of them. The last 2 years, Hedman's replica rings. And we're going to be giving these away.
Well, from get it out of the box.
Country Depot.
I accept, yes. Well, I say I do.
If you survive a fist fight with, I don't know, maybe the next person on the phone, then maybe you can have them.
Well, who's the next person on the phone?
Let's welcome that person as he gets back in the octagon on Saturday. Cody Stammen. Cody, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Another fight week. Are they all the same?
You know, everyone presents different challenges, for sure. We're down in Austin, Texas right now, and it is hot. And I got to lose a bunch of weight, so it's actually perfect for me.
So literally all you have to do is walk outside, walk around the hotel, and you'll drop, what, 2 pounds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to go for a walk here right after this, and hopefully I don't have to do my workout tonight because it's so hot here. I might be able to just do it right on the sidewalk.
Well, we're a national show based out of Tampa, St. Pete, Florida, so we know what hot is.
We do.
And, you know, I fill my pool up just walking from my house through the porch to the pool, you know, and that's what heat does. Talk to me about the week. Is it, you know, you're counting the minutes, you're counting the hours down to, like, summer vacation and you get back in the octagon on Saturday, or do you try not to think about, you know, how much fun you're going to have on Saturday right away?
You know, I try to just stay in the moment, especially fight week. You know, I mean, I feel like if you're constantly thinking about it, you just drive yourself crazy. So I try to keep busy doing whatever I can, you know, do a little sightseeing, wander around Austin, watch people eat really good food. And not partake because I have to make weight. I think for what a lot of people don't see is the weight cut. You know, so for fighters, it's like media cut weight. You don't get to enjoy it as much. You know, once the weight cut's over, I feel like then there's like this big sigh of relief where you can kind of just focus on eating a good meal, enjoying yourself that night, and then obviously the next day you wake up with nothing but a fight on your mind.
Sure. How come so many of you fighters, and it's okay that I'm grouping them all together, you fighters, you know, watch the Food Network, talk about food, knowing that you really can't partake in it until Friday night or Sunday morning?
I don't know. It's like you have all these things. I mean, I've made reservations at 3 different restaurants already. I mean, as soon as I landed, that's the first thing I started doing, was looking at where I'm going to eat Friday. Just something to look forward to, really. I mean, it's just, you know, there's nothing like when someone tells you you can't have something, you want it a thousand times worse.
Sure.
So I think eventually you're going to be able to eat whatever you want. It kind of helps with the process of not being able to eat anything leading up to the fight.
Obviously, you've done this, you know, a long time, so you know what you can and what you can't. But after you do weigh in, you know, Friday morning for the official, how do you know what you can and what is going a little too far? You know, whether it's 72 bites of whatever and not 73, or you know, 14 and not 15.
I mean, you just got to listen to your body. I mean, we get so dehydrated in the wake up process. The first thing you really got to do is start getting the water and the electrolytes back in your body. I mean, so I don't really eat food for a couple hours after I weigh in. And then it's just a slow process. You're just slowly putting it back on until, you know, later that night you can have an actual, you know, real meal. And then you'd be surprised, you know, if you've been deprived of food, you'd be surprised how fast your body can metabolize everything that it hits. So I just eat maybe 3 meals Friday night. And it's like they hit my stomach and they're gone instantly. So it's right now the moment I'm looking forward to is that moment when I start to get to, you know, go to a nice steakhouse and eat some really good food.
And you're definitely in the right place. I commentated a fight in Austin many years ago We were at the Tampa airport. We grabbed, ironically, Matt just said about Sunday and Chick-fil-A. You know, we ate some Chick-fil-A. We ate whatever on, you know, at the airport. We flew into Austin. And I said to my co-host at the time, I'm like, we're in Austin. Let's go get something to eat. And he goes, I'm not hungry. And I said, I didn't know you had to be hungry to eat. Austin is the place to get some good food on Friday for sure.
There's a lot of good food here. I'm pleasantly surprised. I found about 90 restaurants I'd like to visit.
Before you leave, talk to us about your love for fishing, and then I'm going to throw something at you.
I mean, so fishing, hunting, outdoors, all that stuff is just kind of a nice release for me. It's just something that kind of takes my mind off of, you know, the fight game, because this sport is brutal, and if you don't have some kind of outlet, something that you know, helps you to relax and take your mind off of it, it can get hard, and it can get old really fast. So I mean, for me, it's just about kind of going fishing and relaxing and enjoying the company, whether I'm catching fish, whether I'm not, I don't really care. It's just about getting outside and doing something that I've done since I was just a little kid.
So what I want to throw your way, we need to get you down here into the Tampa St. Pete area. We have connections with numerous boats. As a matter of fact, Captain Kelly's going to take us out tomorrow fishing. We bow fish, cool. We spear fish, we go deep sea fishing. My son's father-in-law is the head fishing captain at Walt Disney World, and we send a lot of the fighters up there to go to on the Disney lakes and catch fish. So we need to get you down cool. here into the Tampa area.
Yeah, I'd love to. I will. We'll make it happen after this fight. I would love to get down to Florida and catch everything you guys got. It all sounds fun. I love spear fishing, bow fishing. I've done a few times. I've never actually fished in Florida though, so that'd be very cool.
We will definitely talk about it after Saturday night. Give me your thoughts on your opponent, Eddie Wineland.
You know, Eddie Wineland's a legend in the game. You know, he's been around forever. I watched this guy win the WEC title when I was in high school, I think. You know, so it's a cool opportunity for me to get to fight somebody that's, you know, probably a Hall of Famer like Eddie Wineland. But, you know, the fight game's brutal. And my only goal is to make sure that, you know, Eddie Wineland's career stops Saturday night. And I hate even saying that out loud, but that's the reality of the game. You know, it's me or him. And sure. It's got to be me.
So I did, I don't know, 10, 12 seconds. You know, I don't like to do a whole lot of research. I like to just chat. And, you know, when things come up and come out, you know, it's more genuine. But I did see something, and it was kind of ironic. Now, my co-host has been fired 3 times live on the air, and it wasn't a gimmick. It wasn't a game. It was true. So, Matt, if you remember when you got fired all 3 times
yes.
and the show was cut short, what music was played? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't. No.
Every time we do it, it's only and always the Bee Gees music. And then I saw, didn't you come out to the Bee Gees?
I walked out to Staying Alive. I love the Bee Gees. Great music.
It's going to bring back a lot of painful memories for me there, Cody. I don't know if I'm really going to be a fan of your walkout song. I'm sorry.
it's not the Bee Gees this time. The Bee Gees song is painful for me, too, because I went out and choked right in the first round. So I won't be listening to the Bee Gees. We're going to be listening to something a little more classic.
Now, did you send a text or a tweet to Barry Gibb and say it was his fault?
Yeah, I did. I blamed everything on him.
That's great.
Like, this damn song, dude, you got me.
Do you collect anything? You know, whether it's memorabilia, whether it's Panini cards, whether it's albums. You know, what do you collect, if anything, back at the house?
Guns. No, I don't. I do have some of my own Panini cards. I mean, that's obviously a really cool thing to kind of see your face on a playing card. It's not really something I ever imagined would come to fruition. It's pretty crazy when somebody randomly sent me one and I saw it was me on a card. And I'm like, is this real? Someone just make this? Like, what is this? But I sign a lot of them. I think that's such a cool thing. You know, kind of it almost like a immortalizes you as an athlete, you know? So
sure.
Long after you're gone, there's going to be playing cards that have your signature, that have your face on them, which is a pretty cool feat as an athlete.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. And before I ask the final question, when you come down to Tampa and when we go fishing, we also have a gun shop that we hang out with that I don't want to say too much on the radio, but you know, we get set up, we go out there, we shoot in their back, we can shoot anything. They've taken real good care of quite a few people, including myself, so we'll be able to do that with you as well.
Guns and fishing, you guys speaking my language. It sounds like an awesome vacation.
Definitely it will be. What can the fans expect Saturday night, Cody, when you get back in the octagon?
Well, I'm going to be throwing leather as hard as I can, and one of us is going to hit the canvas, and I don't think it's going to be me. I'm definitely going to go out there and put it on the line. That's kind of what I feel like I need to do, and that's what the fans want to see, so that's what I'm going to give them.
There you go. Good stuff. Cody, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, and then we'll touch base next week. I'll let you enjoy Saturday night, enjoy a couple days, and then we'll put this trip together, and you can come down and have a good time.
Awesome. Let's do it.
All right. Take care. That is Cody Stamann getting back in the octagon Saturday night. ESPN, what was it, 36?
Somewhere up there.
37. I've still been married longer than that. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is the Amazing Jonathan. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sean Payton. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I think they're trying to tell me to fire you again.
Why?
Because that's the Bee Gees music. Anytime you hear Bee Gees, it's time to get rid of you.
You can't fire somebody if they're not willing to be fired.
Sure you can.
No.
I might not be able to get rid of you if you're not willing to leave.
Just like in the UFC fights, you said you can't have a great fight if the other person is not willing to have a great fight. Like, you can't have these, like,
I'd like how you dropped a nugget to prove that you watched last night's Ultimate Fighter.
Look who's back.
You know, I don't know if you were trying to test if I watched it, because I do watch it.
Sometimes I do a little jibber jab like that.
We are going to have last night's winner on here shortly. And we're going to be talking to him about last night's episode, which
I remember years ago I had a guy came in. He's like, hey, I'm going to put in my 2-week notice. And I said, no. And he said, it's not a question. It wasn't I'm not asking permission. I'm quitting your job. I'm not going to work here anymore. I'm like, I know, but I need you 30 days. And he was like, okay. And I kept him for 2 extra weeks.
Yeah, and he probably still here.
Yeah, he's in the back right now making demo.
He's still working. He hasn't realized that you're 2 weeks in already.
Didn't really understand yet.
Excited about tonight's Stanley Cup Game 1.
Yes.
I just got a text from...
I'm a huge Lightning fan.
Oh, you are? All right. So if Colorado wins, I don't want to hear anything about it.
I'm a bigger Avalanche fan.
So which is it? Matter of fact, give me those rings back.
No way. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
All right. So we just got replica Hedman rings. So this would be for the past 2 years. We got it from Country Depot out in Brooksville.
I love that guy.
John is awesome.
John's the best.
So I'm going to figure out how to give away one of them. And then we may just tote the other one around, especially when we go to Vegas. Oh, that's right. You're not going to Vegas in 2 weeks.
Why not?
Do you have a plane ticket? Do you have...
I mean, I have sponsors. I can get on a plane. I do. I got people that'll pay for me to leave the state.
I'll be out
My
there.
Wife will probably pay the whole trip.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of truth to that. We'll be broadcasting Wednesday from the Apex. And then Friday and Saturday from the Fan Expo.
You just blew right past that setup. I was going to congratulate you and your wife on 40 years of marriage. But celebrating 40 years.
I guess, you need to congratulate me for my wife not kicking me out after year one. You know, that we're going strong 40 years later. How about that? 40 years.
40 years.
Seems like yesterday.
Did you think it would last this long?
Oh, I knew it would last.
Because you guys are an older generation. You guys got married and meant for like life until death or sickness and all that good stuff.
Well, even in death and sickness.
Right. I mean, but you guys were like, that's a different era. Now it's just like, hey, I'll live with you for a little while until something better
Not
comes.
Not even get, yeah. let's see. 1, 2, 3. All three of my siblings have been divorced.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you know, I would pound my chest. I'm not, no. Hopefully I don't go home and there's paperwork on the table.
Right.
But yeah, good stuff. My wife is awesome. How she put up with me for this long. You know, the one thing that I don't understand, and again, I know we're different. I see couples. They go everywhere together.
That's probably why they end up getting divorced.
God, are you kidding me?
Because you've traveled for your career. You're always on the road, like doing fights and events and Super Bowls. And I mean, it probably kept your marriage in the longevity because you weren't just smothering the other person.
There was a guy, and I don't want to say too much, and I'm not going to necessarily throw him under the bus, even though I should. But like, he would come over, drive over from Tampa to drop something off for the show. Wife was with him. We would meet in Orlando. Wife was with him. I'm like, what? Are you? No.
Yeah, I'm on the same trajectory.
My wife does tell me go. Enough already.
Yeah, but my wife and I have been in 18 years, you know, and I live the same life as you. Always at the Super Bowls, always at the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, we're same thing. Always working fights and corners and always in the action.
Well, you are doing that now. Somehow you snowed your way into it.
And then, you know, what you forgot to tell Court McGee was, you know, you called us and him and I motivational speakers. You forgot. I am now a professional motivational speaker. I get paid to perform.
I really want to know who you snowed.
I'm the best.
You are a snow job.
The only thing I need to do.
What's the difference between a snowman and a snow woman? My grandson told me this. Snowballs.
Snowballs is the difference. I like it.
Yeah, my 8-year-old grandson. I'm like, that's almost funny. That is good. But nope, thank you. I appreciate it. 40 down. Let's see if we can get 40 more. That ain't happening.
Yeah, that's a lot to ask for.
Well, my grandfather lived longer than that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but highly unlikely.
Congratulations. It's a big milestone. Very few people achieve it, especially in today's modern world. So kudos to you guys.
Almost 1 hour down. We got about 7-8 minutes. Second hour, we're going to have last night's winner, and you've already proved that you did watch it. Jordan Heidemann will be on. And then we're going to do some BKFC.
Yes.
As Yuli will be on.
Yes.
Ulysses Diaz.
What a guy.
Awesome dude.
Love that dude.
Awesome dude. Even yeah, I'm not even going to go into stuff, but I would want him on no matter what, who, what, where, how, why, whatever it is. But he is your co-main event next Friday down in, I guess it's at the Hard Rock?
Hard Rock Casino down in Fort Lauderdale.
So that is all set there. Mini camps have opened up. Now, the Bucks had theirs last week.
Okay.
So this week is a lot of the other teams. And I don't know if you saw, but Cleveland's new quarterback, who, as we all know,
is a fan of massages.
Spoke to the media for the first time.
Yes.
And it'll be interesting how this whole thing plays out.
Yeah, the training room's going to be interesting. Like, going for treatment. Like, oh.
Well, you know, more stuff has come out. And he was asked a question about it, and he said, well, that was in a previous team because Houston, I guess, had people sign, you know, non-disclosures. You know, so a lot of this stuff went through the team, and he's saying that's all in the – that's Houston.
Yeah.
Don't – this is Cleveland.
Yeah.
But let's see what happens.
New start, new
will he play?
A new leaf.
You know, will he get suspended? Will he – you know, I did see this the other day, and I'm not – saying he's guilty. I'm not saying that. But right now, nothing has happened, yet a guy has been suspended for the year for betting, what, $1,500?
Oof. Wow.
Right? I'm just saying. It's yeah. Now, man, I know, and I've...
It's like keeping Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame. It's just, it's time to let him in.
Well, it's not time. It's not time, and you know my love for Pete Rose. But length doesn't correct what you did.
Yeah, but doesn't time heal all wounds?
Not that wound.
Oh, yeah, of course. Let him in the hall.
No.
They let Holly Holm in the Hall of Fame this weekend.
She walked through it.
And James Tony.
What Hall of Fame do they go to?
The International boxing? Hall, yeah, boxing, the Hall of Fame.
You know, again, I love Pete Rose.
And your boy is getting inducted in the Hall of Fame on Friday night here in Florida.
Who's my boy?
Shannon Briggs.
Oh, great.
He inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Fantastic.
Everybody's going to the Hall of Fame. Put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Same day I go in.
Pete Rose broke the golden rule. The golden rule. And we've talked about this. You've never been in a clubhouse. The sign back when I was bat boy for the Cardinals was massive. It was probably...
I've been in clubhouses.
What clubhouse have you been in?
In the Colorado Rockies and all the visiting teams when Barry Bonds would come to the Mile High City. Just like the Lightning are in the Mile High City tonight to try to get their third championship in a row.
Give me those rings back.
Not till they win the series.
What does that have to do with the rings?
Because they lower their value if they don't win.
Well, no, they didn't make them for this year.
But if you've seen those memes, like, you know, the Earth is covered 80% by water, the rest is covered by Velasquez.
Yeah, Velasquez. Yeah. Yeah, Velasquez. Okay, he covers a lot. You are an idiot.
He covers the rest of the water.
I love how you can't pronounce a name to save your
What's
life.
What's his name?
I love how you can't pronounce
you
a name.
You say it then.
I don't need to
it's
say it.
It's got a bunch of vowels and letters in it.
Yeah, most names do.
Velasquez.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
I can pronounce Wah,
but that's,
but it was Roy. It was like, it's just it like your boy. It's Wah.
Right.
Just like your boy Jorge is Giselle.
No.
Or George.
Right. It's Jorge Diaz.
Words are hard.
Words are hurtful.
And they had to fight Cody for this ring. Because you're like, my next guess, if you beat him, you're going to have the ring.
Right.
Man, I don't want to fight Cody. Could you interview the flower lady at the block?
See, you're the exact opposite. Like, I just saw something that said, matter of fact, I believe it was on a fight. It's a Ric Flair. To be the best, you have to beat the best. You don't want to fight the best.
No.
You don't want to fight somebody that's better than you.
I'm Sugar Sean O'Malley. I want the easy path to the victory. I want the non-top 10 guys. I want to make as much money as I can. I want to save the damage. So that way, when I get a real fight, I'm fresh.
But you're not getting paid when you fight.
No, I get paid to fight. I get paid to do everything. I get paid to speak. I get paid to talk to you. I get paid to, like... Make pizzas.
Yeah.
Everything I do is professional. I'm about to be a professional yacht broker.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to be a professional yacht broker.
I want no part of any yacht that you've ever touched, looked at, been on, pushed, drove.
I mean,
can spell. Can you name a boat manufacturer?
Oh, yeah. Dinghy.
Oh, my God. You are an idiot. your buddy's on his way over here, just so you know.
What, he's going to fight me for the ring?
Yes, he is on his way over.
Oh, is it the football player that's formerly known as Caleb?
He's not formerly known as. He is known as Caleb. And, yeah. So you either have to knock him out.
I'm not going to knock out Caleb.
Or submit him.
No, he needs to go to practice soon. He can't.
Oh, he's got to work his way up.
He can't be on injured reserve.
Well, that's true.
No, but when I throw the football 50 yards, then I should get, an autographed Tom Brady helmet.
Well, you can go to Pristine. They sell them there all the time. So I guess he did an interview and didn't even talk about the Bucks today.
He doesn't. Yeah, I mean, he's doing interviews in his underwear now. So, I mean, he's just promoting his Brady line.
Matter of fact, did you catch it?
Catch what?
Exactly. I knew you wouldn't. But we'll bring it up. And we're going to talk about the Tom Brady that you didn't catch when we return and do our Ultimate Fighter segment. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Summit. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.